Omphalos. They released two golden eagles from the far corners of the earth and knew that where they would come together and touch wings, there they would find the center of their world. Sometime after the performance is over, lean your ear carefully against the wall of the concert hall and let it speak to you. It is possible that the wood holds within itself the countless subtle movements of all past performances, all sounding together at once as silent echoes within echoes within echoes. Perhaps it is this resonance of the past that reaches out to touch and inform the present moment. Space. The silence of the blank page from which the sound of words emerges. Space. The violin on the table, not yet tuned, but we already sense the almost manifest shape of all past and future concerti. A child might touch it and hear the wind moving through the crowns of trees in a distant forest. Forest, wood, space. The master carpenter travels with his two young apprentices from village to village. They go on foot and are welcomed everywhere. With luck, they will help you build your home. It will last 1,000 years. Wood, forest, space. But where shall we place it? The mark of the Omphalos. We see it even at a great distance. Erect, standing straight up into the air, artifact of a proud geometry. What was here before this city was built? Does it always begin with the placement of but a single stone? Terra omnis terra, in exaltatione terra. Surely the river remembers, and perhaps the older solitary trees, placed and planted by others long ago, ask the same question. You see it in the way their powerful branches weave themselves into the surrounding air and protect it and offer a sanctuary. Let us go then together, slowly, hesitantly, from tree to tree, you and I, from tree to tree, crossing swiftly fences and wires in wide, noisy, dangerous roads. Surreal city, we pause and listen to the sound. From a distance, the mark of the Omphalos, artifacts of ruler, triangle, and square, nets, grids thrust out upon the world, bold gestures cut in stone. In exaltatione omnis terra. Unreal city, unreal. Space. The orchestra of strings stops to tune and tune again, sensing the hushed sway of trunks in a distant forest. Space. Where should we place our man of stones to mark where others have gone before us and who have disappeared in this city? Mark of the Omphalos. Not a monument, no supernaturally proportioned horse or artist or military man, but a dream. Surreal city, of many who rose to speak as one, of freedom and with great urgency, and at that moment the sound of all creation passed through their voice. Unreal city. Long before, the ancients knew that images of gods could never be brought down to earth. Omnis terra, exalted. We stand on a bridge above a highway. All highways, together, listening to that sound. One breath of the bow and the symphony sounds out into voices of pure silver and glass. Et in saecula saeculorum. But a dream, city. But a dream.